It's coming. Start talking about almost 90 degrees, 90 degrees, 91, 92, 93, and you know where it goes from there. Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We're here this hour. We're going to be talking about what you can do about that heat and the fact that it is coming. It's coming to all neighborhoods across the great state of Arizona, from Nogales to Page, from Alpine to Blythe. We're all going to see a taste of the Arizona summer heat. Those of you above the rim, get away from it a little bit, but you've still got to fight summer. So we're bringing in one of our air conditioning experts, the Rosie Certified partner from Tucson, Temperature Control, Tony Bohard, the owner. Tony, thanks for driving up from the old Pueblo for us today.
Thanks for having us, Rosie.
We appreciate it. We really do. And even though we're bringing in our Tucson air conditioning expert, what you have to share with homeowners in Arizona applies statewide. So I want everyone to stay particular attuned to the program the next hour, because right about now, right about the time we start seeing consistent 90-degree weather, we start getting flooded with phone calls at our office. And if you'd like to talk to Tony or I about how you could beat your high cooling bills this summer, our phones are completely wide open. We wrapped up with John Eisenhower, our certified arborist, in the 8 o'clock hour. We cleared every single one of the phone lines. They're completely wide open, and the number is 1-888-767-4348. We call it beating the man, the utility company. How do we beat the man? And, Tony, I know you see it all the time. We see it constantly. People will call me and say, Rosie, I've spent $30,000 trying to get my air conditioning bill down. I've replaced doors. I've replaced windows. I've added insulation. I've replaced air conditioning equipment. And I tell them, look, I have this presentation I do that's called the 10 Things Arizona Homeowners Do Wrong. And one of them is they buy whatever's being advertised most on at that time, whether it's the TV or the radio or the newspaper or whatever, because it promises to solve this problem, and they're not taking a whole house look at the problem. I try and convince people all the time, the number one thing you can do about cutting your high summer bills is make sure you're on the right utility rate. You can buy power at different costs at different times of the day from virtually every utility company in Arizona. And Tony, answer me this. What's the closest gas station to your house?
QT.
Okay, at that QT, if they're going to sell gas for $1 a gallon between 7 o'clock at night and noon the next day, when are you going to fill up?
Between 7 o'clock at night and noon.
And from noon to 7, they boost the price back up to $2.75 a gallon.
Not going to do it.
You wouldn't think you'd see a car parked in QT at all unless they were picking up a V8 and a payday bar, right?
Correct.
Well, I tell people this all the time. They're on the flat rate. And you're buying electricity at a flat rate regardless of the time of day, regardless of the day of the week.
Right.
And if people would just study their consuming habits when it comes to utilities, they can save a lot of money without spending a dime.
Correct.
Not one stinking dime. But I still have the people that disbelieve me. But Romy, somehow, some way, on a new website, we're just going to have to post all the testimonies of all the people we've helped cut their summer cooling bills by as much as 30 and 40 and 50% by a simple tactic of just knowing when to buy your electricity.
And it's, how do you say nicely? You have to try it, and there's no harm in trying.
Faith, baby. Just have faith in old Rose.
But when you go to make that switch, there are people that try and scare you into thinking that it's not the right thing. So you call, and they're like, well, if you do this, you know, you're not going to be able to change your rate for a year. And
right.
They get freaked out, and they don't want to do it, and just go for it. You got to go for it.
It's the concept that we call super cooling. I learned all about it from my good friend Steve Kep about 10 years ago, and we've been the big songbird of that concept for a long time. So first thing you can do to cut your summer cooling bill is take a look at your March bill. Take a look at your October bill. Chances are, if you're below the Mogollon Rim, if you're in Tucson, Gila Bend, Casa Grande, Phoenix area, you're probably not using any cooling or heating in that time of year, March and October, unless it's extraordinary March or October. But this year, March was perfect. We didn't have any heat on. We didn't have any air conditioning on. That is your base load. That's as low a bill as you're ever going to get. So just know that, right?
Right.
You're gonna have an electric bill.
Sure, pool pump, TVs.
Yeah, computers, entertainment, lights. Unless you are on a full photovoltaic solar system, you're going to have a power bill. So when people start talking about their cooling bill, the first thing they say is, my bill this month was $600. And I say, well, subtract March. Well, March was $240. I said, okay, so your bill is only $360. We're trying to work on $360. We're not trying to work on $600, right? So I try and get them focused on that first. And then we start focusing on what can we do to cut that quickly. Now, one of the things we can do, Tony, is get a trusted air conditioning contractor out on site now. Let's talk about tune-ups and what do they really involve?
So tune-ups are great, but it's been the way we've done it forever. You know, we check the split temperature between the return and the supply, hook up gauges, look at the old cooling load, refrigerant levels, and see how things work. And it wouldn't really give us an efficiency test. It would just tell us if the system was working per specification as far as normal cooling load. Now we have more high-tech stuff that does a lot different testing, and that's where the utility companies have made changes in pushing us to do that. So now we actually do a lot more surveying on that to find out where your efficiency truly is.
And you were talking about the split temperature. We put a thermostat at the return air register, and then we put one in the farthest supply register from the return air?
That can be the closest one. Typically, when they're doing a tune-up, they'll use the closest to the supply and the closest to the at the return.
I want you homeowners to listen to this because it's important. This is something you can go to Ace Hardware and buy two pencil-style thermometers with a dial face on it, and you can stick it in the return air, you can stick it in the supply, and you can watch it yourself. And we call that the delta T.
Right.
Delta in the differential of the temperature. What are we supplying into the room and what are we sending back to the unit via the return air? What kind of split indicates, rule of thumb, that you're in a healthy range?
Yeah, 17 to 22, somewhere in there.
Okay. If we're higher than that, what does it tell you?
You're probably low in Freon. You could have a coil freeze or even a dirty filter or a too small of a return.
big villain right there.
Yep.
How about if you're below that? If you're splitting 10, 11, 12 degrees?
Then your fan speed could be too high. You could have, again, not enough Freon, compressor issues, things like that.
But every homeowner can buy two $3 pencil-style thermometers.
They can actually buy one.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's just as the system's running, you simply run it in the return air for about 5 minutes and then pull it up to the supply air for about 5 minutes and take that one number and subtract it from the other, and there you go.
Okay, and we're shooting for 17 to 20. Tells us things basically are okay, but there's a lot it doesn't tell us.
Yes, it doesn't fine-tune the system. It's kind of a generic. It just tells you that it is working, it is producing cold air, but it doesn't fine-tune the system. And that's where the efficiency can get really screwed up, because if it's not charged to manufacturer specification, you're not going to get the actual sear and ear rating that the manufacturer designed the system to do.
And I think a lot of homeowners are familiar with sear rating. They've kind of been in the press a lot the last 10 years as the federal mandate constantly is increasing the sear rating that they allow manufacturers to make equipment available to us as homeowners.
That's correct.
You were growing up. When I was growing up, I mean, we were dealing with equipment in the single digit. I mean, we were talking five and six SEER.
Yep.
We thought it was something else when we saw equipment get to 8 and 9 and 10. Today we can buy equipment at what?
25.
And SEER is the Seasonal Energy Efficiency Rating.
Correct.
Did I get that right?
Correct.
Okay. It's how many miles per gallon does your air conditioning equipment get in the when it's running? How
on
efficient
average.
Is it?
Right.
On average.
On average.
Yeah. And we talk about how it doesn't really count if we're above 106 degrees.
Correct.
What happens then?
Well, they deteriorate, just like running a car in the middle of the summer with the air conditioning on and your gas mileage plummels. Anytime an electrical motor is subjected to hot temperatures, it's going to decrease its efficiency.
SEER ratings are conducted inside a perfectly clean room laboratory, and I think they set the thermostat about 90 degrees.
85.
At 85.
85 degrees.
And that's where we measure our SEER rating.
Correct.
So we want efficient equipment. The other thing that the Delta T won't tell us is what's the integrity of our ductwork.
That is correct.
Big problem.
That is correct.
Not only with supply air voids, but I see as many or more return air plenum problems.
Oh, yeah. They're in the garage, no insulation, leaks. I'm just pulling that hot air from the garage right into the system.
When people tell me my house is constantly dusty, the first place I stick my head is in the return
air duct. Yeah.
and then I want to take a look at their air filter and see, are they replacing it? How plugged up is it? What kind of filter are they using? And those are all things I want to talk about. But the other thing I want to talk about when we get back is every single utility company. We already talked about, let's make sure we're buying the energy correctly, okay? Let's make sure we've got the equipment running efficiently. Every single utility company in Arizona has incentives for the homeowners to make sure their equipment's operating at peak. And I want to take you through, I want you to take us through the four or five that TEP has, and I'm going to ask the homeowners to get in touch with their utility companies and see what they're offering in their neighborhoods. More with Tony Bohard of Temperature Control from Tucson, Arizona. Tony, again, thanks for joining us. You can talk to Tony by dialing us at 1-888-767-4348.